This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun-grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Slathered over everything that I have that is a bullet launcher. And welcoming new sponsor to the show, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. All that is left is to build it. I've been on this journey. Back in December of 2014, right before I had vapor locked and had the, you know, the life-ending heart attack stuff happening, I went down to Georgia to be to do a remote show at the behest of Head Down Products. And while I was there, I met this trainer. A kid to me, you know, a kid. Hush, I'm doing my introduction. Just be quiet. And, you know, but the more I got to know him and everything, I realized this was a thinking, full-on, full-blown tactical instructor who looked at everything from every possible angle, including developing weapons. And I wasn't the only one that thought that, because unbeknownst to me, he was already working behind the scenes, working with various companies. So in my seeking of knowledge about some of the stuff that I have now, I have sought out, once again, from Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan. Now it's okay to be verbal.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
It's going. Don't let all that go to your head, okay? I've told you all that stuff before.
Oh, no, I've been dealing with the age thing my whole life. I can only refer people to my parents. They'll have to take my age up with them. I have no control over it.
See, that's why I shave my head. People think I'm in my 20s. Anyway.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can see that, couldn't you? Let's start by the numbers. Let's start at you have a lot of experience with Primary Weapon Systems, Dean Sylvester's company. And you also have a lot of experience with Mike Parks, Randy Niesbonder, I always get Mr. Niesbonder's last name or first name. I always get him wrong.
I've heard it as Niesbonder and Niesbonder. I don't think he corrects people, so I'm not really sure which one it is, but I think we're close.
In German, it sounds German to me, so it's.
Mm-hmm. But I think everybody just calls him Randy. He's one of those guys that doesn't want to stand on circumstance. So
those guys at Agency Arms, and they consult with you to a degree that is interesting, because I've never. But you're not an employee.
No, I'm not. But I do assist where my knowledge is, you know, useful to what they're trying to do. If they have a question or. There's something I can help on, or every now and then I just get kind of an idea, like, hey, what about this? Because, you know, I'm the end user, and I see, you know, just through my use and my rifles and handguns and modifications, so on and so forth in my career. I've seen, what fails and what doesn't. And not only that, but what's more ergonomic, what's going to be lighter, so on and so forth.
Well, let's start with the egg. And this is going to carry through. We're going to talk about three platforms.
Okay.
I want to talk about three platforms. I want to talk about, and I want to kick off with primary weapon systems, because that was first. Primary weapon systems first. You had told me a while back how that was your preferred rifle and everything else. This was pre-bootleg, as far as I know.
Yes.
And this, Agency Arms was in existence, but they weren't doing anything yet with rifles. So,
no.
Primary weapon systems, piston-driven gun. Why did what made that attract to you?
Well, what really intrigued me about the PWS rifles is the long stroke piston, as opposed to, as far as I know, pretty much every other piston manufacturer uses a short stroke system. So what you get with a long stroke system is it can actually be described as a long carrier key as opposed to a piston at all. So when the bullet goes down the barrel and the gas goes into the gas tube, in a DI gun, it's going to come back and it's going to push into the chamber and it's going to go into the gas key and it's going to cycle the bowl, which some people, feel makes the DI gun run dirtier, which, I mean, they are correct. It does subjectively run dirtier. With a long stroke piston, the gas goes into the gas tube and hits a piston, and that piston in turn, which is connected, uninterruptedly connected to the gas key, then drives the piston system. So it works very similar to your AK, AKM, AKXU variant, Soviet block, comm block, whatever you want to call them, rifle systems. Whereas in a short stroke piston, the gas hits a piston, which drives a rod, which creates what we call a metal-on-metal versus a gas-on-metal situation. So technically the guns do have more parts, and they can run themselves a little harder, which can lead to failure points. And they also tend to be a little bit heavier. Whereas the long-stroke piston, what appealed to me about it is it's going to run cooler. It's going to not be as finicky with suppressors, high-pressure, low-pressure suppressors. And it's not going to be as heavy as a short-stroke gun.
I see all that stuff. I've had a short-stroke gun before, and I recorded myself firing the Mod 2, and my battery was dead, so I don't have all of that on video. But, I mean, I was pulling the trigger on that as fast as I could. Mm-hmm. Wearing a glove, because I expected it to get hot, but it didn't ever get hot, which was amazing to me. For that,
it takes a considerable amount of ammunition to get hot. Depending on rail, obviously barrel length is going to factor into that. If you're running the suppressor or not, what setting you have it on, so on and so forth. I would say just because I still shoot a lot of DI as well, and
right.
The piston guns don't get as hot as fast.
The other thing that impressed me about the gun, which I didn't notice this until I got all three of them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I had a bootleg Incover,
mm-hmm.
and then the Mod 2,
mm-hmm.
and then the classified rifle. Mm-hmm. Those guns and the lubricants that are out there available to anybody now, Frog Lube, any of them, are so advanced mm-hmm. now. Those guns are so advanced now, they don't have forward assists.
No, and the thing about the forward assist, which I always found interesting, was in my entire professional career, I've never needed one. That's military contracting law enforcement. I've never been in a situation where the forward assist was actually needed. If you look at the original Stoner design for the AR platform, he didn't include one. It was either the Department of the Navy or the Department of the Army.
That's right. Colt used not to put them on. I remember that now.
We want you to put this on there, and they were like, why? If you look at any other modern bottle rifle, but you don't have to look at modern battle rifles. You can go back to rifles that lineage kind of date to right around the same time as the AR platform. None of them have forward assist.
Let me get you to hang on right there. We're going into break.
Mm-hmm.
Sage Dynamics, that's where you can find young Mr. Cowan. He is there. We're going to give out all the stuff, see his writings. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. At a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapon System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Indeed, it is. And for me, it was time to go on the, I knew a little bit about everything, but I needed to be with somebody who was actually there on the ground, who gave a couple of nudges, a little bit of advice here and there, and that is from Sage Dynamics, Aaron Cowan. Now, with the primary weapon system gun, apparently Dean Sylvester's like this AR-15 genius or something.
He's a bit of a mad scientist, yeah.
Yeah, sort of. And so from there, where he had already, he had the Mod 1s, which are, I've never had my hands on one, but they look pretty good. Then the Mod 2 comes along, I guess, which I have an MK-116, which is an absolutely superb rifle.
Yes, it is.
But
it's actually funny because I've spent some time with the Mod Zero, which was the original, and if you were to pick that rifle up with no knowledge of the Mod 1 or the Mod 2, and you're like, this is great, and then you see the Mod 1, and you're like, okay, you went and improved it, and then when the Mod 2 came along, I'm like, yeah, I wasn't skeptical, but I was like, what more can be done? And then I started getting into the nuts and bolts of the rifle, and I was like, wow, okay. There's definitely been some value added to an already great platform.
So then Dean decided to go do something, which in his world, I guess this is the way you do it without cannibalizing your own customer base, but he started Bootleg Inc., which is solely devoted to direct impingement.
Yes. So with Bootleg, you have the TICMOD rail, which is, well, I mean, it's revolutionary. I mean, I don't want to go ahead and, air quote it as a game changer, but it does allow you to use Keymod and Picatinny accessories on the same rail at every position, except for 12 o'clock, obviously. The 12 o'clock position on the rail is all Picatinny. But on your 3, 6, and 9, you have Keymod and Picatinny at the same time on the forward end of the rail, which is where most people mount their accessories. The brilliance behind that is, almost all of your hard products default to Picatinny. You know, your lights, your D-balls, some of your Ford grips and so on and so forth. So if it keeps you from having to worry about buying, adapters, which usually add weight, not much, but a little bit of weight, but then more importantly, they add thickness to the rifle, which is something I never want.
So he comes up with that rail, pick key mod rail. Then he comes up with the adjustable bolt carrier.
Yeah, there were a few different bolt carriers that were gas adjustable already on the market for DI, but the Bootleg bolt does things a little bit differently, and it's internally adjustable, which means you don't have to remove the rifle to adjust it, and it's a four position adjustable. When it comes to controlling gas in the DI gun, there's a whole bunch of different solutions out there. Most of them are focused on guys that shoot suppressed, but to me, it just made sense to adjust it at the bolt carrier group where the gas is, that's its final destination anyway, so why not regulate it there?
Right. Was that your suggestion? Is this where Aaron starts stepping in, or?
No. I can't take any credit for that whatsoever. I saw it and I wish I'd thought of it, but it definitely wasn't my idea. But it's certainly one of the most elegant solutions I've seen for the issue of regulating gas in the DI guns if you're shooting suppressed. And some guns are just overgassed in general.
Right.
And some companies that want their guns to be super reliable regardless of condition or rounds fired, they overgas their guns on purpose, which if you've shot suppressed, especially on a shorter gun before, an overgassed gun is going to blow gas right into your eyes, which is where you don't want it.
So along with that and the other things that came up, which I'm presuming Bootleg Inc. is in its infancy. We haven't seen everything, although I know he's not going to do any serialized offerings because he doesn't want people to have to go through the whole FFL transfer process.
Yeah, I mean, they're making the upper receivers and then the rails, and then the carrier, the DI carrier. And they're working on some other stuff.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the way the upper handles the heat is really what makes the rifle anyway, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a significant part of it, because that's where your controlled explosion is taking place. It's taking place in the chamber, which is sat inside of the upper receiver. They went with, like, on the PWS, the Mod 2 rifle, and the bootleg upper receiver, they're forged, even though to some people, to the eye, they almost look like they're billet. Forged is stronger than billet, which is a great thing. And I'm not a metallurgist or anything like that, but I've always had the opinion that forged kind of handles the uniform dissipation heat a little bit better than billet does.
The one thing that impressed me about I got a complete bootleg ink upper.
Yeah.
And I mated that to a $99 Plum Crazy polymer lower.
Mm.
And stuck it on there and took it to the range, and not one single issue.
That's good. That's good.
I was thinking that, I wanted to see how cheap I could get with that upper. Mm-hmm. Because I've always thought the upper is what makes a rifle anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, you can have lowers be out of spec, but it's pretty rare. There's a couple companies out there that put out lowers that are occasionally out of spec, but you don't see them very often.
I did get a Gen 2. I knew what I needed to get as far as that was concerned, Gen 2.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that has run without any fault whatsoever.
That's
and
awesome.
I was shocked because that was the first rifle I shot. But we're coming up on the next break. Aaron, among other things besides training people, is also a writer, which I find him to be a writer of some note. So is that even grammatically correct? Where can they find the writings of Aaron Cowan?
So breechbangclear.com, recoilweb.com, those are the two main places I contribute. I've done stuff on Mondurno. You can Google my name with Sage Dynamics and find, pretty much all the archived articles. I've been doing quite a bit of video lately. I upped my game to two videos a week. In fact, my second video every week, one of them just dropped today. They're all questions answered, so people can email me or, ask me on Instagram or Twitter or what have you. A question that they'd like to see covered. So
we'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866- 257-3105 for a recorded message.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screens on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
I literally cake it on there. I try not to be able to even make out what I'm looking at. And then there's new sponsor Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Uh-huh. And that's, I mean, I never have thought of Dean Sylvester as a mad scientist, but I guess he is, and he's got the parts there waiting for you to build your masterpiece. Joining me again is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. You were talking about your videos that you're dropping, and I think video for somebody like you, that's a very important thing nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the articles are great, but there's just only so much you can convey with you know, writing a paragraph and throwing up a couple photos. So I've definitely had better luck getting my point across on certain topics with the video. And I enjoy it. You know, I don't even monetize my YouTube, you know, because I don't like watching ads. So I'm not going to force anybody else to watch it if I can avoid it.
I don't see why you wouldn't. Have you got any copyright strikes yet?
What's that?
Have you gotten copyright strikes yet?
No.
Okay, well, then you should monetize. I'm being asked in the chat room, if you control gas at front, gas regulator, wouldn't that keep nasty stuff traveling further back?
Yes and no, because when the gas enters the gas tube, it's positively charged. The gas is headed back that way anyway. So if you regulated the gas block, then that gas has got to go somewhere else. If you're shooting suppressed, then you're dumping all that gas into your suppressor, or, you know, out into the general air if you're shooting unsuppressed. With being able to regulate it at the bolt carrier group, you're marginally, depending on which setting it is, you are marginally getting a little bit more gas than if you regulated it at the gas block. But that gas is put to work, so excess gas is just vented out. It works similar to the way the DI gun, if you shoot the, or I should say the long stroke piston, if you shoot the, I'm sure you've noticed by now with your Mod 2, that gas vents at the gas block. All your excess gas, when that gas tube becomes positively charged, turns your hand black.
Yeah, I fully expected to get like a third degree burn, because I like to run my hand out there. I've got I like angled foregrips. I can't help myself. Mm-hmm. So I put them on everything. I haven't put one yet on the bootleg gun yet, but the week is young. So, but everything else gets them, and I fully expected it to burn. But besides just getting a little black, you're exactly right. That's all that was happening up front. Now,
yeah, that's the proud mark of piston gun shooters, little black hands.
Where did this, agency arms, unlike other modifiers out there, up to a certain point, all they did was Glocks. All they do still, for the most part, are Glocks.
Yeah, there's Glock is the most popular handgun out there. So from a business point of view, it made sense to start working on the most popular platform. I'm a Glock fan. I like them. They're my favorite screwdriver as far as handguns go for the most part. So the rifle was kind of born just with a collaborative conversation between PWS agency, bootleg, AXTS, and they got involved with, just offering some specific choices on, like, the safety selector and the charge and handle. You're not so big detail parts, but just because you throw a lot of quality parts in a gun doesn't mean they all work well together. So when you start choosing triggers and safeties and charging handles and bulk carrier groups and things of that nature, like, it's kind of important to make sure that they're going to work in harmony, because, I've seen triggers that didn't like certain safeties, and that's obviously not a good thing.
Right.
Because everybody works the spec, but some people's specs and some people's tolerances are a little bit different. So when the agency wanted to do this rifle, they kind of brought together some of the best in the minds that they could get a hold of when it came to, making things work in harmony and making sure that they spec the parts correctly. And when the gun was finally assembled, it's probably my favorite DI gun. And I've been, until the past, I'd say I started shooting long stroke piston probably about 3 years ago. But prior to that, I was a hardcore DI, suppressed, short guns, everything was DI. And when I got into piston, I kind of got away from it. And then with the agency rifle, I was pleasantly surprised to see that I could shoot that rifle suppressed and not really be able to tell a difference between it and a piston gun, which is pretty impressive.
Now, the agency gun, and I want to get into this, when you're talking about everybody they brought together, when I first heard about how many players were involved with this, it sort of sounded like the Manhattan Project when they were putting together the first
because they even brought people in specifically on the accessories that came with the rifle. Like, you're getting magazines from ETS, and they had Grey Ghost do a special edition bag that you can only get with the rifle, at least with the initial launch guns.
Right.
Those are all sold, so you can't, they're gone forever. And then, the magazines and the muzzle device, dead air silencers, they used the flash hiders on the rifle, but the great thing about that dead air muzzle device is it's a flash hider, which I default to flash hiders because I don't like muzzle flash. But if you want to flatten the gun out, you have a quick attach pyro, which turns that flash hider into a brake. So it'll flatten the gun out even more.
I'm probably going to leave my pyro on the end of mine just because I just think it makes it look bad.
There's that too. It definitely has an aesthetic appeal, especially with the rail, the way that, that rail goes almost all the way to the end of the barrel. So it has a really good aesthetic appeal to it. I love the pyro until it's time to shoot night vision, and then I have to take off.
Just out of curiosity, before we get into the details of it, how many times did they actually put together a rifle with various parts and just say, this isn't going to work?
And you know, that question would be best asked to somebody, either Mike or OD, because there was a lot of back and forth on very specific things. Like, I think it even got down to, you know, which type of there was a discussion on which type of coating to use on the bolt carrier group, and you know, did you want to use Cerakote, or do you want to go with anodized? Do you want to try a hydro dip? Like, is this going to affect performance, longevity? Like, with so many rifles out there, it was cool to me to know that this much thought was going into the project. And now with the main production rifles becoming available now, it's just going to be anodized, but that brings the price down considerably because, you know, Cerakote job on a rifle, even, you know, the wholesale price on it is still pretty steep for, you know, a guy who's on a budget when it comes to buying a quality gun.
Right. Coming up on the last break, my guest is Aaron Cowan, Sage Dynamics. You can find him on YouTube all over the place all the time, where he has executed the longest shot with a Glock 17 that I've ever seen anybody make before. Among other things, among the lessons that he teaches and the things that he shows how to do, articles like, does a pelvic shot really disable somebody? I mean, who writes that? Aaron does, although it is actually a thing. So check him out, Aaron Cowan, AaronCowan, Sage Dynamics. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
And welcoming new sponsor, Primary Weapons System. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Yeah, yeah. Always time. Joining me again is Aaron Cowan from Sage Dynamics. With the Agency Arms Classified, a lot of companies normally would be happy just to buy a blank, you know, if there's such a thing coming from a Primary Weapon Systems, and just engrave their A on it and maybe put a muzzle up, paint it.
Agency Arms is definitely they weren't interested in that. I mean, if you think about it, and this isn't necessarily common knowledge because it's not like that a lot of people go around talking about it, but the number of companies that actually manufacture, like actually, like from stock metal, stock aluminum, stock steel, make their own rifles, it's a small number. In fact, the number is getting close to being under 10. So when a lot of the companies out there, they assemble quality parts, or they have someone else manufacture their design for them. And there's no shame in that because those machines are expensive.
Right.
Agency was, you know, their CNC machines, they're perfectly capable of building the rifle from the ground up, but they're a handgun company. So they did the intelligent thing and reached out to a rifle company and says, hey, we want to build a rifle, but we don't want to just throw our name on anything. Like, we want to get together and work on a collaborative project to where we can help each other, but we can bring a quality rifle to market that's going to fill a niche and it's going to complement our existing brand. Because at the end of the day, companies are in business to make money, but what endeared me to Agency and why, you know, I stick with them is the fact that everything is value-added. Things need to have a purpose, even though they have a byproduct of being aesthetically pleasing or they look cool. There's a form, or there's a function to every form, which, you know, I really appreciate.
The And one of the things I like about agency is they're not rushing things to get them out the door.
No, they're not. We were actually supposed to drop a second product at SHOT Show last January, and we didn't. It wasn't ready. It's still not ready because, you know, you got to iron out the kinks because it's something that it hasn't really been done before. So you don't have a framework to go off of, and that's what makes some of the things frustrating for me is because I probably have more input involved on this product than I have in the past when it comes to creating something. And it's frustrating to me because I have it in my mind. I want to make it work, but you know, you got to take that slow road to making sure it's actually going to function.
I've seen the prototypes. I do like it. I have seen the prototypes. I'm supposed to be getting the Knock here very shortly to play with. I'm wondering about the Knock, though. Between the Knock and that which we cannot discuss.
Yeah.
I think I prefer that which we cannot discuss.
Yeah, me too. It's going to be more useful for me. Even though I love the Knock, I think it's a great idea. I mean, it's a sight tracking lock, which, you know, people have tried in the past and kind of abandoned because it's technically really difficult to machine correctly. And Randy really, really nailed the design on that. I think that's going to become one of the most popular guns you see in general, but it's definitely going to find a very strong home in you know, certain competition shooting, thing like that. I'm more excited about the longer version than I am about the initial, the 19 frame size that's coming out now, which basically gives you a 17 length, roughly the same length as a Glock 17. I'm more excited about the one that's going to be roughly the length of a Glock 34.
Yeah, that one would, that's the one when I'm talking to Mike, asked me, do you want one of these? Do you want one of those? And they're, for me, between the 17 and the 34, that length is a toss-up for me as far as I'm concerned. I carry a Glock 19 every day. You know, if my combat gun is going to be a Glock 17 just because I love it. I absolutely love that size gun. So, you know, I tend to agree with you. I would rather have the 17 configured in the 34 length, which is essentially what the 34 is anyway, but, you know, anyway. Because there's no difference in the grip. But as we look at these three companies now, with I'm sure that we haven't seen the last of Sylvester, we haven't seen the last of Parks, we haven't seen the last of Niesfonder. All of these things are really just in their infancy, aren't they? I mean, Mod 2 coming from Primary Weapon System, first offering coming from Agency Arms. Bootleg has just gotten off the ground, but I mean, like, the Classified has a lot of bootleg influence in it, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, it uses the PicMod rail, which is brilliant. I think it's one of those things. Again, it's elegant, it's simplicity. There's a lot of great rail choices out there. But when it comes for rails that do everything well, if you're a KeyMod fan, there's no reason not to have the PicMod, and the price is really reasonable.
Yeah, and the weight. I mean, that's the other thing. The one thing about that completed upper that I got from them is how much it weighs or how much it doesn't weigh. Although, really, truly, between the three, I prefer the weight of the Mod 2. I don't know why. I just do. I think the Mod 2 hits it for me on the
screen. Yeah, it's got a really good weight to it. Most people think piston, they think heavy, but the long stroke piston guns aren't heavy. It's the short stroke that generally are a little bit heavier because there's just extra parts involved. But the Mod 2 is I think it's close to a pound heavier than the Classified, which is a really good sweet spot in between those two weights to be in.
Yeah, outstanding stuff. Are there any other things besides that I don't know about that I need to call Parks and say, I heard from Cowan that there's something else you haven't told me about? Or I mean,
no, I'm sure you're read in on everything.
Agency Arms. Let me give out some URLs real quick. Bootleginc.com for those of you that want to build your own. Then go there because you can find some of the best components to build that upper, which I think is what makes the rifle. Primary Weapon Systems, the Mod 2 is arguably, if you want to call it stock, that's the best out of the box gun AR I've ever seen. Have you got like the hounds from hell over there, Aaron?
Yeah, the dogs are getting loud.
AgencyArms.com, longtime sponsor of the show, best Glock build I've ever seen, and now the best AR-15 build as far as a direct impingement. I'm lucky to have the best piston and the best DI sponsors in the AR-15 world. And, of course, Aaron Cowan, who, now that I've lost enough weight to where I can move around and he doesn't have to wait 5 minutes every time we go from position one to position two, now we're as soon as I get my camera back that I told you about, Aaron, I'm coming to Hotlanta, and I'd like to film with AC if I could. That's on my bucket list, you know.
We can definitely do it. Just let me know, and we'll set it up.
I'll bring all of my stuff, which isn't that much, but hey, it's some good stuff. I love the stuff.
It'll be good range time, though.
Good range time. We'll make some good video out of it. I'll film some really good slow motion of you, and then I'll put Reservoir Dogs behind it. You know, that slow motion walking scene. That'll look cool. Cowan will look bad. Yeah. We can. I don't even know. Do you have a girlfriend or a wife? I presume you do. I never have asked you.
Yeah, girlfriend. Got a girlfriend.
We'll have to show it to her.
Yes. She's Aaron, actually in there taking care of the dogs right now.
If they want to come take Sage Dynamics or something, tell them real quick. We got 20 seconds. Go.
StageDynamics.org is the website, at Sage Dynamics and at Sage Dynamics for Twitter and Instagram. You can find my videos, youtube.com/SageDynamics. I'm put up two videos a week. You can follow me, articles I write, Recoil Web, and BreachBankClear.com.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Hour 3 coming up.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Looking for an edge.
Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon.
This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.